producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or your prescription for change. Your health is your greatest wealth. Did you know that? Do you believe that? Are you practicing that? Well, the choices you make today, every single day, can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. And that's what we're going to empower you to do on this show. So many things are changing every single day. We get all kinds of information bombarded on TV, magazines, radio, with everything about our health. First, one thing will cause cancer, then it protects you from cancer. And you just think, well, what really is the truth? We try to figure that all out. Well, the reality lies in a lot of common sense. Health really is common sense in so many ways. And the reality is when you start making better decisions, basic common sense choices every single day, like eating better, getting more rest, drinking more water, exercising, all these things it feels like grandma taught us when we were little, but we just didn't listen. Well, those are the kind of things that we need to focus on every single day to go to the next level with our health. If you're carrying an extra 30 pounds, and you know you are, just know that 30 pounds can lead to diabetes, it can lead to heart disease, it can lead to high cholesterol, it can lead to arthritis, it can lead to all kinds of health challenges. So what do you do? Do you wait? Do you just kind of sit back and say, well, you know, grandma had it, grandpa had it, I guess I'm just stuck with it. It is what it is. Not really. You did that to yourself. And I'm not coming down on you. You know, the reality is a lot of people think, well, when they're overweight or they've gained weight, they think, well, don't call me fat and don't use the obesity word. And, you know, it's so funny because people sometimes internalize that and they take it so personal, when the reality is they've done it to themselves. So you have done that to yourself. It's not just genetics. You've eaten too much over a long period of time, gained the weight. That's okay. Just say, okay, I know that. I get that. But knowing that and then making massive action as a result of that, saying, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to have diabetes. I don't want to have high blood pressure. And even if it's something that you're dealing with right now, you can come to the point where you can say, I don't want to deal with that anymore. And you can change. But only you can do it. No one else can. The doctor can't do it for you. You can go talk to them all day long till you're blue in the face, and no one can make really you change at all. They can't take responsibility for your health for you. You have to take responsibility for your own health. And that's what we want to empower you to do on this show. Because you can. The greatest things I see every single day, the emails that I get, the people that I talk to, it's just amazing to see a life that has changed, where someone has lost 30 pounds, or they're not taking their high blood pressure medication anymore because they don't need to. Their doctor took them off of it. And even they're amazed. Or someone that had diabetes and now they don't. Or somebody that was struggling. Or they're 100 pounds overweight and maybe they got really disciplined and worked with some physicians or some personal trainers and some dietitians and nutritionists, and they got to a place where they lost 70 pounds. And now they don't deal with all of the challenges that they dealt with before. And not only that, not only is it fun to watch for those people, it's exciting to see. But it's exciting to see the young people, their kids, or their loved ones, or family members, that the spouses that love them so much, to see that they get their loved one back. You see, that's where it is, that we get so inward focused that we think our lives are just about us. But they're really not. They're about all those around us. And we've been entrusted with a lot of people that care a lot about us. And it's up to us to make sure that we stay healthy, we remain healthy, that we can be vibrant, that we can be there for our loved ones with the energy and vitality and the ability to make things happen for their lives. See, that's what it comes down to. And so when you make changes, radical changes for your health, you're making those changes not just for you so you can live a healthy life, which is a good thing to do, and it's not selfish at all. It's actually selfless when you do that. But when you start making these kind of radical changes with your health and with your life, you're actually making them for others. You're making them for the ones that care about you, that need you to be healthy. And you're making them an impact. But the reality is you have to do it. No one else can do it for you. So the choice lies with you. No one else can do it, but that's okay. If you understand that, that gives you a lot of power. And the power is to change, that you don't have to be the same that you were 5-10 years ago, that today you can be a brand new person, even with your health. People think, well, I'm diagnosed with diabetes. Don't I always have diabetes? Not really. Because if your hemoglobin A1C is at 8.5, which is way over the mark, your blood sugar is running 160, well, if you change your diet, you lose 30 pounds, you start exercising, and you start following all the basic principles that we talk about, really this is common sense. And your A1C gets down to 5.6, and your blood sugar gets down under 100, and your doctor tells you you don't have to take metformin or glucophage anymore because I've made a conscious decision that I want to live well. I want to live this lifestyle because I want to thrive. I want to be in my 80s and 90s with all kinds of energy, the same kind of energy that I have now, and be able to be around my family, my kids, and my wife, and everybody else, and just be here and be present, be full of energy, and have the kind of life that I was designed to have. And that's the kind of life that you can have. But you have to be willing to make a change and make the decision that you want to get well, stay well, and live well. 888-283-7272. The lines are open. That's 888-283-7272. If you've got questions about your health, let's go to Tim now. Tim, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Well, I was calling you. I was just listening to your show, and I was wanting to ask you if there is any other suggestions for the headaches.
Okay, what kind of headaches are you talking about?
Headaches. Well, sometimes it's I feel like more in the front. Sometimes like more on the top of the head is like a more. Sometimes when it gets to the point, it starts usually in the morning, and it depends on the day and depends on the weather. And okay. and it starts out little by little, and then it gets to the point that it's more and more, and it's and usually I went to the different doctors, and they said, well, if it's only happening once a week, it's not that bad. They did different tests and did a scan of the head, and still they said they couldn't find anything. So they said, well, Tylenol or Advil is that just take them and when you're getting the headache.
But the headaches hurt more on the frontal part of the head, the back part of the head, the left side or the right side? Or do they move around?
Most of the time, more frequently on the front part of the head. It starts when I wake up, it starts when I feel it. Sometimes I feel it a little bit, and then as the days goes, like until noon, it's starting to hurt a lot more.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking that is because headaches are interesting because there's a variety of issues that can be causing headaches. They could be vascular, they could be psychological, they could be chemical, they could be nutritional deficiencies, they could be structural, meaning that you could have some of the bones in the cervical spine, the neck bones, if you will, could be out of place, and that could be causing some issues with headaches. So there's a variety of things that could cause the headaches. So it's good to get a good evaluation. If you've gone to your family physician and they told you just to take maybe Advil or Tylenol or Motrin or something and just kind of wait it out, I know that's kind of frustrating, but that's standard of care if there's not some other major symptoms going on or if they haven't dug a little bit deeper. A lot of times when you have frontal headaches in the morning, you might want to ask them to run a blood test for the thyroid. If they check the thyroid and see, because a lot of times when you wake up with headaches in the morning on a consistent basis, it shows a sign and symptom of low thyroid.
Not attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about the miraculous recovery of one man's death sentence in 1749. 160 spas were set up throughout Switzerland, Austria, and Germany to dispense this life-giving elixir called Fresh Raw Whey. The renowned benefits of the Whey Cure, they called it, brought emperors, princes, and aristocrats from all around Europe to be healed of their ailments or simply to improve their health. Fresh Liquid Whey has a track record of helping people with liver insufficiency, indigestion, bloating, arthritis, gout, high cholesterol, and even high blood pressure. Now you can obtain the power of Fresh Raw Whey in One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first in that it brings you specially processed whey to preserve the proteins in their correct non-denatured shapes. Combine this with Tesla-like energy enhancements and you have an amazing protein power food that may dramatically improve the quality of your life. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
We'll be right back. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to the lines in just a moment, but Facebook and Twitter are really big. We all know that. Social networking, they call it, a big, big deal. And the big talk is it bad for your health? What's it doing to our kids? Kind of like the good, the bad, and the ugly about Facebook. Well, you know, with texting and instant messaging, all of this, there's positive and negative psychological impacts on kids, teens, and young adults. According to lead researcher on social networking, Larry Rosen, he's a PhD and he's professor of psychology at the California State University in Dominguez Hills. And he says, although the social networking can distract youngsters from studying, it also offers teens and young adults an appealing tool for communication, he told WebMD. Now, concerned parents, Rosen said, don't try to secretly monitor and restrain your children's keystrokes, which I think as a parent you would always tend to do. Everybody wants to monitor everything. You know, kids aren't idiots, that's for sure. And we think that, you know, when you're dealing with like a 12-year-old that they can't figure it out, they're going to figure it out. I don't know. I don't know about you, but it wasn't long ago that we were all 12. You really think back. And we weren't stupid. And there's ways to figure out, especially now with computers and cell phones. I mean, it's pretty easy. They're going to figure it out. So he says, how long do you think they'll have time to find what they call a workaround, Dr. Rosen says. And he says, instead, talk to them about the new technologies. And this is a really good point. He says, you can learn from your kids, which is true, because they're staying up on top of technology way more than you are. You're working your 40, 50 hours a week at work and barely staying on top of what's really relevant as far as technology goes. But they know everything for sure, especially their schools are on top of all the technology, enforcing them to get everything from an iPad to who knows what. So it's interesting enough. But they said that in a new survey, 1,200 teens and young adults spent more time on Facebook and instant messaging, and the greater their online and real-world empathy or their ability to understand and relate to others' feelings increased because of Facebook. So it actually increases some of the natural tendencies for proper character or better character for others. And David Carlson, he's another PhD, an Oklahoma City psychologist who heard Rosen's talk, said that WebMD that he has no doubt that social messaging leads to better real-life empathy. You see, a lot of kids reaching out to friends, showing a lot of caring online, and it translates to that offline. So they're learning it online, but yet it helps them offline as well, dealing with other people's issues and challenges, maybe friends of theirs, obviously, that they have on Facebook that are going through something that they post that maybe you wouldn't know. I mean, if you don't talk to them on the phone, how would you know if they're going through something? But if they posted it, shown a picture of maybe a loss of a loved one, someone they cared about or whatever, it really allows you to engage more in other people's lives. So I do agree with that. And so, you know, we want to knock it and say, oh, it's tearing down, you know, our modern culture, and it's taken away our time together and all, but there's a lot of positives out of it. He said another positive is that Facebook can help teens to express who they are. A lot of times, and that's true, a lot of times kids may be more introverted, they may be more reserved and really not able to express themselves more in a social setting, but they can on Facebook. And really with the guy that made Facebook was one of his flaws. Or not really a flaw, but one of his characteristics, personality traits. And so with Mark, I mean, it was one of the things that it really engaged him, and one of the reasons he did that. And so it does help people, I think, open up and be more of who they are at some level. And probably that will translate into regular life for some. So it's interesting what they say with these studies and how they kind of merge that with where life is heading now. I mean, it has become, I don't know if you're not into Facebook now, or not so much the Twitter world, but more the Facebook world, it is becoming the dominant force, if not the dominant force, on the internet. And if you're not in, you need to get in, because that's where everybody is, and that's where life is right now. Even businesses are jumping in left and right, and it's going to be one of those deals that if you're not in, you're going to be left behind, that's for sure. But I'm glad to see there are some positives for the young people and what we're seeing with young adults and kids as well. So very positive, very powerful. It's good to see. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Glenn. Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the show.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm living well. What's up? How can I help?
Well, here's the deal. I'm 43, 5'10", and I'm 110 pounds. I was at my maximum weight. I was 128 about 1994 to 1997. Last year, I weighed 115. Now I'm down to 110. I do not have diabetes, no major health problems. I'm on a low-carb, basically good, healthy diet all day long, drink plenty of water, and I'm still losing weight.
So you're on a low-carb diet?
Yeah.
And you're losing weight, and you don't want to lose weight, right?
That's correct.
Well, why are you doing the low-carb diet if you don't want to lose weight?
Well, I was told that this was the healthiest diet to go by, low-carb and very little sugar.
Now, the very little sugar I agree with, but I'm not a big low-carb guy by any means. I just don't. I mean, I'm more about balance. And so why don't you do this? Give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and let me see how low-carb is low-carb for you.
Okay, maybe it's with you and maybe not. Breakfast typical is maybe a Spanish rice and green peas and water.
Mm-hmm.
At lunchtime, it's sometimes I have, snack at lunchtime because it's intermingled to both. Sometimes I have cheese and tortillas, either corn or flour. Maybe bratwurst or 97% fat-free hamburger. Also, an average of about 3 whole avocados a week with light salt.
Good.
And dinner, about 97% fat-free hamburger, intermingled with sometimes tater tots, Spanish rice, hot dogs, and, well, a little bit of the tortillas, corn or flour, with some salsa, which has green peppers, tomatoes, and onions, things like that in it.
Do you eat much snack in between meals or just the three meals?
I snack in between meals. It's like I eat about 2 hours. Well, I have my meal or I have my snack. About 2 hours later, I'm hungry like I never ate.
Okay. And this has been going on how long?
This has been going on for many years.
And the doctors are all scratching their heads.
And I'm really losing weight.
The doctors are all scratching their heads. So let's do this. Let's come out of this commercial break.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Going in the break, we were talking about actually being able to not gain weight. So it's almost unhealthy weight loss in a way to Glenn. And Glenn, we were talking about that, and you said for years you've been struggling with this. So you feel like you eat and eat and eat, but you continue to lose weight, right? And sounds to me like you're eating fairly well. And I wouldn't say that that's so much low carb. I'd say it's moderate carb. And so you're getting a decent amount of carbohydrates. And carbohydrates are what the body uses for energy. And it seems like you're getting a decent amount of protein. But also your fats seem to be a little bit limited. Your avocados, say you eat about 3 a week, but I'm not seeing a whole lot of fat that you're eating during the day. What about snacks in between meals? What does that consist of?
Normally cheese and tortillas, flour and things like that.
Yeah.
Salsa.
So at the end of the day, your protein count is not that high. You're getting a little bit, it sounds like a little bit of lunch and dinner, a little bit in the cheese, a little bit here and there, but you're not getting just an incredible amount of protein, very low, moderate, I would say. And so that's one thing you definitely, if you're losing weight and you're not really gaining, you would probably want to increase your vegetables as well quite a bit. Now, I mean, it sounds like you're eating more grains with the tortillas and and that sort of thing. You're still getting some grains in there. And really, at the end of the day, if you're wanting to gain weight, you've got to increase the calories. So that's one thing you'd probably want to focus on. Have you seen your physician at all? Have you talked to anyone? Have they run blood work on you and they've done a workup on you to see if there could be anything potentially that they're concerned about?
They done a thyroid test about a year ago, and it turned out to be normal.
Okay, that was normal. And they checked anything else within a year's time?
That was it. Oh, I was told that it's possible. It was when I was into college that the campus thought I had a tapeworm, but my parents said that was not true.
Yeah,
that was about way back in 1980s.
Yeah, what is your age now?
I'm 43.
Yeah, you're 43. That's right. Okay. So 43, you're dealing with this, and you're not losing a ton of weight, but you're down to about 112?
I'm 110, yes.
110. And what would you want to be? If you had an ideal weight.
Well, I was told, according to my weight and height chart, I was supposed to be about 135 and 145. I'm small boned.
Okay. It's time to crank up the calories. I mean, that's the only way you're going to gain weight. If your thyroid is fine, and if they checked it within a year, it's time to get it checked again because blood changes every 90 to 120 days. Do you get tired a lot? Fatigued?
Only when I do a lot of exercise, which I do. So basically about half the day and towards evening, I'm just drained.
What kind of exercise do you do and how often do you do it?
I'm basically either I'm walking or I'm through my thinking process. I just had a job that lasted for about 4 months and ended about a couple of days ago, and it was just hard, hard labor.
So all day long?
Basically sorting, lifting, shoveling stuff, things like that.
It's time to crank up the calories. Now, you probably would want to double your portions of the foods that you're eating on a regular basis and then increase the snacks in between. I mean, the types of foods that you're eating, not that big of a deal. You probably would want to consider increasing protein levels. Protein actually increases the body's ability to hold on to muscle mass and muscle tissue. And the fats, of course, are really good for hormone health and skin, hair, and nails. And then the carbohydrates are good for energy levels. So your carbs, you want to increase fruits and vegetables for sure. I mean, fruits are okay, but vegetables are really, really important. A lot of green vegetables will play a big role for you. But that's something to consider. And, I mean, even following an anti-inflammatory diet like I'm a big fan of doing, I'm not a big fan of grains at all. So the tortillas and all that, I mean, that wouldn't be my first choice. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of other things like sweet potatoes, brown rice that you can increase for carbohydrates that really are more on level 3 of what we talk about in that type of plan. But, I mean, if you're doing a lot of hard labor or you're looking to gain weight, those are the kind of foods that you'd want to increase, provided that you keep your protein levels up, too. And, of course, like you're doing now, you know, lean red meat or fish or hormone-free, antibiotic-free chicken, all the free range, all those sorts of things are all very, very beneficial and very helpful to gain weight. But it's all about calories, too. I mean, your portion sizes are important, but you have to crank up the calories. If you have a fast metabolism and there's nothing medically wrong, and it really is just coming down to, you're just not getting enough for your body. There's a great test called an REE or a metabolic test, and it will actually go in and show you the requirements that your body needs calorie-wise versus the next person. And then you can give a baseline, and then you know the exact amount of calories that you need to gain weight. So all of that can be very helpful. I don't think that they're giving you misinformation. I think that it's more just about increasing the foods that you're eating. You're eating too light if you're wanting to gain weight. Sounds like for your body type. And if you've been doing that much heavy labor, then, I mean, you're burning the calories. You're using your body all day long. You're going to have to double probably what you're eating right now to increase the weight. Even if you're settling down from as far as the overactivity and the labor that you've been doing with work, yeah, it's going to take some more food for sure. I mean, the quality of food you're eating sounds pretty good. So that's the good news. It's probably just coming down to more increasing the calories. Now, I'd get some blood tests done. I would go back to your physician, have them do a full workup, making sure they're looking at all the hormones, not just thyroid function. I would have them look at everything and cortisol. Cortisol is a big one that they can check out. Now, it's good to have that done with a saliva test, but also the blood work, these sorts of things, Jack, with guys. I mean, guys do get them, don't get me wrong, but it's definitely not that common. So probably want to maybe go back to your doc and ask them about the possibility of a bladder infection. I mean, there are natural methods like cranberry extract that can be very beneficial. Ionic silver can be beneficial as well. And echinacea can be helpful. I mean, there's a lot of herbal type formulas and ionic minerals and whatnot. So you can go to your health food store. They can always help you with those sorts of things. There are some natural methods out there, but I would get it checked out. You do a simple urinalysis, a UA, that your physician can run. They can give you some pretty good information fairly quickly. Might want to check into that. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call, doctor.
Absolutely. How can I help, my friend?
I'm 68 years old.
Okay.
About 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with an enlarged prostate, and I have high PSA numbers, but has been this high for the last 10 years. Last spring, I had an episode of wanting to urinate and not being able to.
Okay.
That lasted about 2 hours. I constantly drank water. It happened twice after long sessions of workouts at the local Y in a pool where they do aquasize for seniors, and I hadn't drank water those 2 days. Anyway, I went to my urologist, and he said, well, not being able to urinate is a serious thing, and I'm going to have to put you on medication to deal with the enlarged prostate, which was Avodart. And I've been on it for 6 months. I've been listening to your show for about 8 months. So I am concerned about the alternatives of having to be on this for the rest of my life. Or is there anything else I can do that would maybe shrink my prostate and not have to have surgery to avoid this problem?
Yeah, there are. There's a lot of things you can do. Have you done any of the natural methods at all in the last 6 months or so, or have you just taken the Avodart?
Well, the only natural methods, and I don't know if they count for this condition, is I got off wheat, I got off dairy, can't get off coffee.
You can't get off coffee?
No.
Why?
I just don't feel like I can get through the day without a cup of coffee.
Well, then there's one of your issues.
And
right
that's
there.
only one cup a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like in the old days when I was a working man and I had three or four.
Right.
To get through the day. Now I'm retired, and even so, midday I feel like I need a little boost, and I'll have a half a cup maybe, but. I just need something to get me going for the rest of the day.
Right, I understand.
So I understand that I have all the typical enlarged prostate problems. I get up to 2 times a night to urinate. I do drink my water. I am the right weight for my height. I'm 160 pounds at 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
I do exercise. In the winter, I go to the gym because the warm water just helps my aching bones.
Right. No, it's good. It's good that, I mean, as long as you've got a lot of your lifestyle factors going, that's great. Now, as far as the PSA number, what was the blood test number, the PSA?
11.
And
it ranges between 8 and 11 for the last 8-9 years.
So
they're not concerned. I've had it biopsied twice when I switched doctors, and he was concerned, so they did another biopsy. It's all negative, but the enlarged prostate is continuing.
Yeah, but it hasn't doubled in a year.
No, drastic changes in the PSA numbers, just gradually increasing over the last 10 years from 7, 8 to 9, 10, 11.
What about your testosterone? Do they check that regularly?
I don't believe I've ever had a testosterone test.
Okay. Testosterone is the male hormone. You know, that's our main one. And there's a byproduct of testosterone called DHT. And DHT, when it gets elevated, it converts from the regular testosterone, and that causes our prostate to swell. And the Avodart, that's what that does. That medication actually comes in and attempts to block the DHT. So there's a couple of theories out there. There's the theory that if your testosterone is elevated, then your DHT could elevate, causing your prostate to swell.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You've heard that Step One Foods provide you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com. That's StepOneFoods.com. Or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show that can help you get well, stay well, and live well. This show is about you. It's about your health and your life. Going to the break, we were talking with Joe, just about a couple of issues, and really more than anything, we're dealing with the prostate. And with the swelling of the prostate, it can be a challenge for guys. Now, the big issue is when your PSA, which is your prostate-specific antigen, it's a blood test, whenever it gets above 4, you are concerned about cancer potentially. Of course, Joe's had it biopsied twice, and everything came out normal or negative. But the issue is this PSA has been between 8 and 11. Now, that's not too concerning a lot of times, but for the big issue or the standard of care in medicine, what we worry about more than anything is that when a PSA test doubles within a year. So, for example, if it was 8 one year and then it jumped to 16 the next year and stayed there, that would be a concern. But it hasn't happened like that. And so the biggest issue is more just the issues of the swelling of the prostate, Joe, which is where you're getting up in the night, you're getting up a couple times, urinating, you have the urgency, but sometimes you don't go. So just the typical issues that go along with prostate dysfunction in some ways. Now, what I was talking to you about was checking into testosterone, and that's really the big issue. That's the driving force of what happens to the prostate gland itself. When testosterone actually becomes, it doesn't even have to be high. See, the issue is you could have a testosterone of 150, which is extremely low for a male. Most males should have testosterone around 450 to 550 just to be in the normal range and to be in a better functional range, as I like to call it. But, I mean, that's a good number. The problem is when a lot of guys have a conversion problem, they convert a lot of the regular testosterone into a dihydrotestosterone, or DHT. That DHT, if it converts a lot, then it can cause the prostate to swell. And that's kind of the issue that you're probably dealing with. There's a lot of natural things you can do, but it sounds like it might be holding things at bay a little bit, but maybe the issues or the symptoms that you're still having is more of a nuisance. I would get a testosterone test done, and they can actually tell. They can actually do a blood test for DHT too. It'd be interesting to see what your testosterone number is versus what the DHT number is. See how much is converting over and how high your DHT is circulating in the body and how much that's affecting the prostate. Be interesting. There's a lot of natural things you can do for the prostate, just so you know. There's a lot of good research on saw palmetto, which has been out for years. And you can get all these things at a health food store. You can talk to these folks there. But, I mean, saw palmetto's got great research on it. Pumpkin seed oil. Zinc is a big mineral that we don't have as men. We do have it. It's in our foods, but at the same time, we lose it a lot. We burn up a lot of that making testosterone. So guys tend to need a lot of zinc, and you can get that in nuts and almonds. In a lot of the nuts and seeds, they contain high amounts of zinc, especially walnuts and almonds. So you can get it from natural sources, but a lot of times if you're deficient or if you have what we call a nutritional deficiency and an organ system or glandular system is not working at its peak level, then that could be a cause to actually need more zinc. And, of course, they make supplements and all, and you can get those fairly easily. So just something to consider as you're looking into this. But I'll tell you that the prostate, another big one food-wise, would be avocados. They contain a component called beta-cytosterol, actually, that is a very protective component of our prostate and just eating a I always say avocado a day keeps prostate issues away, and that's not too much fat. You only get about 30 grams of fat in an avocado, and men probably, depending on your weight, need between about 60 and 90 grams of fat a day because it helps testosterone function and helps overall body function. So, I mean, you're not going to be getting too much fat if you're eating a lot of avocados, and it's very protective for the prostate gland. But, yeah, it's just something to look into. If you're curious about a lot of natural methods for the prostate, there are a lot. And I named a few that you can do some research on, but those have good studies behind them. The pumpkin seed oil does as well. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you can do the natural stuff, if you will. Supplements, you can eat healthy, exercise. You do want to look into maintaining that healthy testosterone level. Exercise can do that. Weight training can do that. And, I mean, also, nettle root, I meant to tell you this, nettle root has some really good research behind it on how it functions biochemically in the body and how it can block the DHT. So naturally, it can block the DHT, and it's a great resource to look into as far as nutritional supplements go. And, of course, there's some foods that contain it, but it's easier definitely to get that one within a supplement form. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, sir. How can I help?
Yeah, I called a couple days ago, I believe, and I just want to give a plug to you for your faithfulness and calling back. For all those out there who might call up and say, you're a busy man, so I appreciate your call back. I called and said that I had the C4 and C6 taken out about 7 years ago. They fused it, animal bone or whatever bone it was, I'm not sure. But the last 3 years or so, it's been just brutal and crucial, just unbelievable. Pain, terrible, feet burn, you know, weight, feels like my bones are pressed into my skin. Separation in my neck, it seems, or the pressure. Anyway, I'm on, I take oxycodone, 5 milligram. I get
Mike, excuse me, what is your question? We've got about 30 seconds to close out the show. I won't be able to continue this over. What's your main question?
Well, what age would you recommend for bone relaxation or whatever? Or
well, if it's a disc issue that you've been dealing with, there's a lot of things naturally that you can do. High levels of vitamin C can be very helpful. Also, white willow bark are some good herbal formulas that you can look into. But omega-3 fatty acids are always a key. And if you haven't looked into any type of massage therapy around the area, they're finding in research that massage therapy and trigger point therapy around those areas can be extremely helpful in regeneration and also lowering the inflammation.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule. I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. I feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.